The moment that we desire something, we send out energetic vibrations that let the universe know this is what we want to call into our reality. But how we actually receive what we desire is based on our energies in the current moment. So how comfortable, how content are you with your life as it is now? When you can call in peace into your current reality, that is when your future changes and shifts to what you desire. Hi friends, and welcome to Do the Damn Thing. I'm your host, Lauren LaRue. I'm the CEO and founder of LaRue, a growing community for ambitious women, connecting them with programming and resources that intentionally support their professional and personal growth. We're not just another community focused on the success of your career. We're here to support you in every step of your life. It's not just about being successful. It's about healing your mindset, getting to know your true self, and aligning with your most wild ambitions. I created this podcast with the intent to document my personal experiences through life and offer women a safe space to land and learn about the journey we're all on together, which is why this podcast is the right place for all of you beautiful souls showing up and ready to live intentionally. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of the Do the Damn Thing podcast. As per usual, I'm excited to dive into today's topic. I was thinking about this personally, actually. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, but then I thought, you know, as I always do, how great it would be to record a podcast and talk about how a certain something is unfolding in my life. And I've recently been thinking a lot about how we attract in and call in all of the things that we desire in our lives, and how some things, very oddly and very interestingly, feel much easier to call into our desired reality than other things. And this has been a long journey for me in so many aspects and so many ways, because I didn't really understand or learn about this concept, of course, until I started my intentional living journey. And once I started learning how to call in certain realities, how to call in your manifestations and how to call in your desires, it became a really interesting thought concept to develop on, because like I said, there were so many things that felt really difficult to call in, and then certain things that oddly felt very easy to call in. And I think that right away our mind goes to, well, of course, what you're calling in that feels easy are the things that you're more ready for. So I wanted to talk about this in a podcast episode because I think there have been many episodes over the course of this podcast where I've touched on this, and I've even shared really personal examples of how this has been relevant in my life. But I wanted to have a dedicated episode to this because recently this has been a big topic on my mind, because I'm trying to call in certain, you know, desired realities, as we all are, in my life, and some have been much easier than others. So first I want to start by sharing a couple of examples with you guys, some more recent than others. And then I want to talk more about sort of more of the psychology behind how all of this works in our subconscious and our conscious mind. So the first time I really thought about this concept in my life and then started taking really a great notice into it was several years ago when I was living back in Florida. And I know I've shared this story before on this podcast, but I think it's so, I know it's so relevant to this topic, because this is the first time that I really started grasping the understanding of deeper manifestation. I started really understanding what it means to have certain vibrational energies and how those vibrations call in or sort of repel whatever it is that you desire. So this was back when I was living in Florida. I was in most certainly the first year of my intentional living journey and my healing journey. And I'll be the first to admit that while I was working really hard on my healing and while I was building intentional habits, practices, an intentional mindset, and just overall an intentional life, I was still human and I was actively working on those things. So naturally, like anyone, I had my good days and I had my bad days. And on the bad days, I tended to be, you know, I tended to regress to the angry part of me, because anger was how best I handled all of my other emotions. And the anger part of me also came with a lot of resentment. So I resented a lot of people who had what I described to myself as an easier life than I did, or had an easier time of getting what they wanted or whatever it was, you know, and we've all been there. We've all been, especially at the hands of social media, scrolling and seeing someone with this big, illustrious, beautiful life and deciding that they've had it easier than us. They haven't worked as hard as us. They don't deserve what, you know, they have because we want it. And that's always going to be a projection of ourselves. That's always, always, always going to be an internal projection of our subconscious that desires something that we have somehow in our mind justified we're unworthy of. So let me just preface this story by saying all that and saying that I fully understand where this thought and this moment in my life was coming from. So anyways, several years ago, back in Florida, I woke up one morning to go to the gym. I used to go to the gym at this time very early. I would wake up, I think, at like 5:30, and I would get to the gym by 6, and I would start with cardio, and on that cardio, I would listen to a podcast. And at the time, I was very emphatically obsessed with this one podcast from a creator who ended up becoming a really good friend of mine, and I was listening to her podcast, and she was talking about this time in her life where she was really struggling to manifest pretty much the same situation that I was trying to manifest. She felt like she was stuck in her hometown and she saw no way out and she wanted to, you know, get out of her hometown and move to New York City, pretty much like very identical timelines of what I wanted. I wanted to get out of Florida, move back to New York, and she didn't see a way out and I didn't see a way out. However, when I was listening to this podcast, this was her doing what I'm doing now. So essentially reminiscing on this story, she had now moved to New York and she was living this, you know, thriving, beautiful life. And the podcast was a moment she was recording, reflecting on, you know, years back. And so I was in this moment of being where she once was and having, again, bitterness and resentment of the fact that she had gotten out of it and I couldn't see a way out. And in this podcast, she was describing how to get out of these moments in our lives where we feel this deep uncomfortability, this deep resentment, this deep grief for the life that we want that we don't know how to achieve, we have to become succinct with whatever it is that's happening in our lives. We have to become grateful. We have to become peaceful and happy with wherever it is that we're at. And when I was learning this concept, I had heard it first on her podcast, and then I started kind of doing some research and some reading into what it means to have gratitude for the present moment and how having that gratitude raises your vibrational energy in order to call in whatever it is that you desire. And when I was learning about all of this and how it worked, that was one of the hardest lessons I have had to learn in my intentional living journey to date. The reason why it was so difficult was because at this moment in my life, it had been so close to the moments where I had no longer wanted to be here. It was so close to the moment where I had just flipped the switch and decided I was going to fight for my life instead of flight. And I think I was still, even though, like I said, I was actively working on healing, I was still very much the person that wanted to run. I was still very much the person that was scared to death, that wanted to give up, and I was fighting every day to not do those things. And I had a lot of resentment and a lot of just disdain about this idea that I had to be grateful for my life as it is now in order to get out of that moment, because all I could think to myself was, well, I'm at rock bottom. My life absolutely sucks right now. And also, you know, I will argue for this version of myself and saying it was such a different time, because this is when COVID had just blown up, right? So I was among millions of people who were probably thinking the same thing of like, well, where the hell do we go next? Because the world is shut down. So I'm hearing this concept and I'm starting to consume it and starting to learn it. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how the frick am I going to have gratitude for my life as it is right now? And actually, in this reflection, it made me go back to the list that I always reference and always talk about. And if you're new to this podcast, you should go back and listen to the episode. I think it's called The List That Changed My Life or something like that. It's somewhat recent, within the last couple of months, where I talk about this list that I made close to, you know, at the time of the beginning of this healing journey, so close to this story now, where I made a list of all of the things in my life that I can control and all of the things in my life that I can't control. And when I was thinking about this concept of, okay, well, how do I be grateful for my life as it is now? I decided to go back to that list and reference, okay, whatever it is I'm in control of, that's where I can also have gratitude. So I'm in control of my living situation. Let me have gratitude for the roof over my head, my clean bedroom, my clean bed I get to sleep in. Let me have gratitude for the fact that even though I don't want to be living at home, I do get this extra time with my mom and my dad, and I get to spend all this time with them. And I sort of, if you will, reverse engineered the way I should have gratitude so that I could start thinking about all of these things in my life that I truly was grateful for. It wasn't an excuse. It wasn't a bribe. It wasn't me bribing the universe and saying, okay, hey, universe, look, I'm grateful for, you know, these things in my life, so now you can give me what I actually want. I really had to find the things that I truly was deeply grateful for in my life, and then translate those, that feeling of deep gratitude, into the things that I don't think I acknowledged enough but needed to be grateful for. So I started building out this list, and as I built out this list, there definitely wasn't an actual, you know, kind of 1-2 realization that I had in the later months of that, where I realized, oh yeah, I am actually attracting the life that I desire. There was not a very clear effect at that time in my life. However, I think that that was the pinnacle shifting moment of me realizing that to attract what I desire, I need to have gratitude for my life as it is now. And the moment that I was able to have gratitude for that life, that's when I started shifting everything about my life. So that, I think, was the like pinnacle shift point. But nothing astronomical or great happened that very much showcased that shift. It was just a slow moving shift that in that choice and in that realization and in the choices to live intentionally, heal my mindset, heal my mind, and heal my grief, I actually was able to start calling in the life that I overall desired. It was just a very slow calling in. So anyways, now I want to fast forward to my life right now and show you how different of a contrast I see in what it means to call in what you desire and having gratitude for what you have. So as I've mentioned to you guys, recently I've been working with a fabulous money mindset coach, Alyssa Cotton. She was actually just guested in the community. She's amazing. And I've just had such a wonderful time working with her. She's been able to have some really amazing subconscious breakthroughs with me that have called out some really shocking realizations. Like I told you guys in last week's podcast, calling me a people pleaser, I was like in utter shock. So anyways, I've been working with her and it's been great. And she asked me one day when we were getting on a session what I wanted to work on that day. And I told her, you know, the creative studio is really reaching some new heights. Like I am booked out through May. I am doing so well with the creative studio. My waitlist is just consistently growing and my pipeline is full and I'm getting all these great referrals. And I told her, but all of the referrals and all of the clients that I'm signing are kind of for my lower tiered packages. And I would really like to start calling in clients in my higher tier packages so I can really move into that next level of a luxury market where I have higher paying clients and a smaller client book, right? That's what I want. So I told her I would really like to start manifesting more clients that are looking to ride on with me for my higher touch packages that are more expensive, longer term. And that way I'm working with, again, like I said, a smaller amount of clients who are paying more money. So she started asking some deeper questions in regards to this. Okay, how many clients have you signed to these packages? What do they look like? Do you feel prepared to sell them? All of these interesting questions. And all of them I had a great answer to. Nothing about answering those questions felt like anxiety inducing or questioning or anything like that. So then we started tapping on and started subconscious breakthrough work on discovering why. Okay, well, if I feel so prepared for these packages, why am I not selling them? Like if that's the case, I should be selling them. And we started doing some deep diving and realized that I just felt really comfortable with where my client book is at right now, that my subconscious knew that if I called in new clients who were willing to pay more and willing to work longer with me, that meant a change in my life. And because I have so much gratitude and so much comfortability with where my life is now, my subconscious mind has been telling me, okay, well, you don't need to change anything. Like, this is safe. Where we're at is good. We're comfortable. So why do we need clients in those, in that book? And why do we need clients paying for these higher touch packages? So that in itself was kind of shocking to realize, right? Because that's what happens in subconscious breakthrough programming. And that's what we also, you know, just work on in the community, is these interesting realizations and coming to these together, is that I realized the reason I'm not leveling up is because my subconscious mind is really comfortable with where I'm at now, which in itself is a massive, massive blessing. So we decided, okay, it's time to tap around this idea that the subconscious is comfortable and it doesn't want to get uncomfortable. So we needed to tap around ways that we could install new beliefs and new identities that attracted the clients that wanted to pay for these high touch packages. So this was about a month and a half ago now that I had this particular session with Alyssa. So it's been about 6 or 8 weeks, and now it's time to get into the juicy stuff. Because what's happened in this 6 or 8 weeks is truly extraordinary. I've had the desire to sign clients to these packages for a while, but I've never actually done anything about it. I haven't done the tapping. I haven't even really done the acknowledging. I've just kind of, in passing, had thoughts of, God, it'd be nice to, you know, sign clients to these packages, but I haven't done anything about it. I haven't taken any action. So when Alyssa asked me that day, what do you want to work on today? I kind of just thought of, you know, my client book is at capacity right now and it's great, but it's stressful. And I would really like to, you know, lower the amount of clients I'm working with and sign clients to this package. So we started doing some tapping. We spent the hour session pretty much on that and a couple other things about kind of just welcoming growth in general. And in the last 6 to 8 weeks, I have had 4 inquiries about my highest touch package, which is over double the amount, that it's over double the income of my lowest tier package. How interesting is that? Is that not crazy? So the moment I consciously acknowledged and tapped on the belief that I was ready to invite something into my reality that I had been long desiring, it immediately started coming in. Now, I will say, out of these 4 inquiries, I haven't actually signed anyone yet. I'm in the process of like walking them through the scope, going like over onboarding materials, going over everything that they would need and kind of finalizing those details, right? Because these projects are really big investments. So of course it goes beyond like a 30-minute consultation call. But either way, even if I don't sign any of these, the fact that I've had 4 inquiries in 6 to 8 weeks is freaking crazy to me, because I let my subconscious know and I let the universe know that I was, in fact, very ready to start signing clients that were paying these higher touch package money so that I could have a smaller client book. And that just blew my mind, the fact that something I was actually ready for a long time. The moment I took the time to acknowledge that I was ready is the moment it started flowing in. I already was very grateful and very comfortable with the life that I had, or the kind of, you know, relationship that I had with the creative studio, that the moment I felt called to change it and the moment I acknowledged it, the change started coming in, because that change actually felt very safe. But in the moments in my life where I'm trying to call in change, but that change itself, even though I want it, feels really scary, that's when it's actually really challenging. That's when I have a really hard time actually manifesting what I desire, because even though I'm telling my subconscious mind and even though I'm telling my conscious mind, like, it's fun, it feels safe, like, I really want this, in the back of my head, I'm questioning, okay, but what would this change look like in my life? How would I have to show up differently? What would this look like? And that actually feels scary, which is why those things haven't actually been called into my reality yet. The moment that we desire something, we send out energetic vibrations that let the universe know this is what we want to call into our reality. But how we actually receive what we desire is based on our energies in the current moment. So how comfortable, how content are you with your life as it is now? When you can call in peace into your current reality, that is when your future changes and shifts to what you desire. So because I haven't actually felt comfortable right now with whatever it is I already want to change, that's why it's not changing. I have to be able to get to a place where I feel gratitude and contentness with whatever it is that I already want to change, and that's when that change will come in. So let me give you an example of what this might look like. So let's say you're dating a guy and it's been going pretty well and you're thinking, okay, you know, I've wanted a relationship for a little while. We've been dating for a little while. Maybe it's time to like take that next step. Let's be exclusive. Let's, you know, be together, be boyfriend and girlfriend, have the labels. But then let's also say that you're someone who potentially had a really bad breakup the last time and you haven't dealt with that breakup. You've told yourself time and time again in passing to your friends, drinking, you know, having cocktails on a Friday night, drinking with your friends, saying like, oh God, I'm so ready to move on. Like, I'm ready for the next one. I wanna be in a long-term relationship, blah, blah, blah. But if you have not done that subconscious work to heal the past breakup, to heal the relationship, have you asked yourself, deep down, are you actually ready for that next step? So what might happen is, let's say that that person is, and then let's say this person asks you, hey, I want to be in a relationship. Like, do you want to be my girlfriend? That's the moment we start very interesting self-sabotaging techniques where you've decided, okay, no, I'm not ready for this. Like, this isn't the right person. You start making up excuses as to why that isn't like the person you want to be with. Or you start inviting in different realities that kind of skirt around what you want because you're not actually ready for it. So the reason I was able to call in those new clients in the creative studio is because I actually felt ready for it. I just needed to do a little bit of tapping on worthiness, and even like I actually did tapping on timing, like just the fear of the fact that my client book is so heavy right now that what if I get these clients and I can't sign them on right away because I just don't have the time in my schedule. So I did the tapping around what felt like kind of these pain points around me calling in these new clients. And the moment I tapped, I was ready to go. It all started flowing in. And now I'll definitely have to keep you guys updated if any of these people actually sign on for this package. But either way, I find it so interesting that the moment I let my subconscious mind know that I was actually ready for these things, they started coming in. But if my subconscious and my conscious mind agree that even though I want something, but it feels scary, that thing is not going to come in. Until that thing I desire feels safe for me to call in to both my conscious and subconscious mind, it's not going to come. So this translates to, let's say you want to grow on social media, right? Let's say that you are watching other people grow, you've seen your friends grow, you know, you see these numbers on the statistics and you're like, oh God, yeah, I want 10,000 followers. Yeah, that's exactly what I want. I want, you know, 1 million likes on this video and 200 comments on this video. Have you given actual thought to what that might look like? And if you do, what are those thoughts that are coming up? Does that immediately trigger a fight, flight, fear response of, okay, but what if all those comments are mean? Or what if people are judging me? Or, oh my God, it feels so scary to have that many eyes on me. If that's your triggered response, that's because your subconscious mind isn't actually ready to call that in. And I am totally speaking for myself here when I say that that's exactly my thoughts I have around social media. I have such a fear around social media. And believe me, you guys, it's something I'm working on. And it's really an uphill battle. But that totally is applicable to me because the moment I think of having a video or a story or whatever go viral, my fear response is so triggered to this idea of so many eyes are on me, so many people are judging me, what if the comments are mean, you know, what if people message me and say I'm an idiot or whatever. Like, this is totally vulnerable but so real, and that's exactly how I feel about social media, which is why none of those things are happening for me. I'm not going viral, I'm not getting 1 million followers because I'm not ready for it. for me to be ready for something like that, I need to tap. I need to work on healing the subconscious wounds that are afraid of being seen. And I need to work on my ability to show up and show up confidently, because without those things, I'm never going to have that social media following. I'm never going to grow in that way, right? So when we are trying to attract what we desire, and that thing in which we desire is not coming in, the reason for it is because either both or one of our conscious or subconscious mind is arguing that it is very unsafe. And the likelihood is that it's both, because you can consciously think of whatever it is that you desire and argue how that feels unsafe to call into your life. And then your subconscious mind, the argument will always be that where you're at now is safe, so there's no reason to change. And if for some reason where you're at now doesn't feel safe, and not safe in the context of like physically safe, but emotionally, spiritually, mentally safe, like you're safe in, you know, doing a class that you know you'll get an A in versus challenging yourself, that's kind of what I mean. If what you're doing right now doesn't actually already feel safe, it's because the challenge of it is already happening. So you're on the way to calling in what you desire because you're already in a place of uncomfortability. I really hope all of that just made sense and translated the way I wanted it to. But what I'm getting at here, moral of the story, is that for you to call in what you desire, a couple of things need to happen. First, you need to consciously practice gratitude for your life as it is now. So whatever it is that you're trying to change, you need to have gratitude for how it is now. Let's say you're trying to manifest going to a new school. You need to be grateful for the school you're at now. You need to find ways to practice gratitude for every aspect of whatever it is in your life as it is now. Next, you need to address what fears come up when you ask yourself, well, what bad thing happens if I get the thing that I want? What strikes fear in me if the thing that I desire actually comes in? So going back to the school example, if you're trying to manifest changing schools and going to a new school, what feels scary about that might be, okay, but it's going to be more challenging. What if I'm not the smartest kid in the room? What if I'm not as good as my peers? What if I can't do this? You need to address the fear responses that come up from getting what it is that you desire. And then third is you need to tackle the conscious thinking. So then once you understand what the fears are, you need to practice things like EFT, active journaling, in ways that you can address why those fears are coming up and how you can heal them. So for example, for me in social media, that's definitely going to be this fear of being seen, this fear of having eyes on me, this fear of being judged, etc., right? So the steps are actually pretty simple in attracting what you desire, because once you take those steps, every step that you're taking is raising your vibrational energy to call in what you desire, to call in what you're trying to attract. So the first step is always the hardest, because once you make that acknowledgement, your subconscious mind is latching on to that realization of, okay, not only has she said she wants this and desires this, but now we're actually working on it. So your vibrational level is automatically going to increase astronomically, already calling in ways that you can have what you want, right? So for example, that's kind of where I'm at right now with the creative studio stuff, because none of those clients have signed on yet. So I'm in that process. My mind is trying to put the puzzle pieces together of whether or not this feels safe. And as of right now, it feels totally safe. But then when I think about, okay, what if I get these clients, there's so much more expectation to be fulfilled. There's so much more deliverables. Does that feel safe for me to achieve? And that's what I'm trying to work on now, is making sure that I feel safe in actually delivering these packages. Do I feel safe in receiving the income? Do I feel safe in receiving the client? Of course. But do I feel safe in being the one to deliver the expectations? Sometimes the answer is no to that. And that's what I need to work on. So I really hope that this feels kind of like a guide on how you can manifest more of the life that you desire, because this is literally the blueprint to get to where you want to go. It's about addressing the subconscious beliefs and the subconscious fears and making sure that you very much draw out the step-by-step action plan and the step-by-step you know, congruency of your timeline so that your subconscious mind realizes, yes, this is safe. Let's shift timelines and get to this place. And then once you feel safe in that timeline is when you can continue to manifest on. So I really hope that this hits. I hope that it helps. As always, love having you here. Love these conversations. They're so much fun. And I just have been really loving the podcast lately because I'm feeling like it's very much an accurate representation of just my life as it is right now. You know, I'm consistently telling you guys stories from my life now and just where I'm at, and it's just been fun. So I really appreciate you guys showing up and being here each week. And if you are so called to do so, please leave a review of the podcast on whatever platform it is that you listen, Spotify, Apple, or even Google Podcasts. And as always, I love you all so, so dearly, and I will see all of you beautiful souls next week.